Everyone, hello.
Who took the bomb?
That's the next song. That should not be playing. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Doobie Time. I'm your host, Ian Smith, bringing you the dope on dopey, the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on WMFO Medford, Test Freeform Radio 97.5. And today, we have a special guest. Wait, is your mic on? It should be. I do have a guest. Her name is Sarah, and wait, move mic is on. Four. Okay. Try talking now.
Okay,
wait, I can hear you.
Slay.
Perfect. Hello. Would you like to introduce yourself to those who may not know you?
My name is Sarah. What else am I supposed to say about myself?
I don't know.
Okay.
Your name is Sarah.
My name is Sarah. I'm a student at Tufts. I don't want to say my majors because that's boring. I'm from Florida. I was listening to my rainy day playlist before I got here.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I just made it. I've realized that I've been making playlists based on like weather. And I like that. And I'm also really glad to be here. It's very fun.
Yay! Yes. Go doopy time.
Go doopy time.
So, speaking of making playlists that are related to themes, we also, for tonight, made a playlist that is related to a theme. And because, if you were not aware, doopy is a word that means whatever you want it to mean. And that, therefore, by definition, doopy time is all the time.
And it can mean whatever you want it to mean.
But what does doopy mean right now at this moment in time? Well,
doopy means awakening.
Doopy means awakening, and awakening is the act of starting to understand something or feel something. So, for today's show, we put together some songs that awaken something in us, whether that be positive or negative. Yes.
Yes.
Anything to add to that?
I feel like I took the theme of awakening very seriously. There's definitely different ones that I picked that I interpret in different ways.
Yeah, same.
And I feel like I have varying levels of explanation for the ones that I picked. Some are more clear, and some are just like, I don't know.
And you can go, and we can explain ourselves as we go on.
Yes, yes.
So actually, speaking of explaining ourselves as things go on, one of the first songs that you may have heard play is one of your songs. It's Decepticon by Le Tigre. Sure.
The Tigre.
Whoa.
Yes.
Want to talk about this song?
Yeah. I feel like this one did not have as much of a concrete awakening for me as much as I just like it awakened my love of 90s, early 2000s rock music, specifically the Riot Girl era. This was kind of, I feel, a bit of a gateway drug, and I started listening to a lot of songs from that period after listening to this song, so it's very important to me in that aspect.
Love that.
But yeah, it's a great song. Let it play.
Shall we hit play?
Yes.
All right, let's hear Decepticon by Le Tigre. Le Tigre.
Le Tigre.
Who took the bomb?
Yeah.
my foes. Just hope that you are on my side, my dear. But it's best to finish as it started, with my face half gone, just staring at the ground for my echo. It's safer not to look around. I can't hide my feelings from you now. There's too much love to go around these days. You say I've got another face. That's not a fault of mine these days. I'm brutal, honest.
All right, that was There's Too Much Love by Belle and Sebastian. I first heard that song when I was watching a movie called The Way He Looks. Have you ever seen that movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's this really good, like, Brazilian movie, actually, from 2014.
Wait, and I have seen this movie. I forgot the title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with the blind kid.
Yeah,
it's such a good movie. And it was like one of the first pieces of media I watched where I was like, this is such a good representation, I think. And this is also like the story, this is the kind of story that I want told.
Yeah.
I like this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That song is also like featured pretty heavily in that movie. And every time I think of that song, I think of that movie, which is a very lovely movie. So I always get a very lovely feeling.
Yes. Yes.
And that is about, that's all she wrote. Actually, another one of your songs is up.
Okay.
Again.
Which
Would
one
you
is
like
it?
To talk about, Black Sheep by Metric featuring Brie Larson from the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack?
Speaking of, what
did that awaken in you?
Okay, because I just had this realization, like, this past week. I have never seen the Scott Pilgrim movie, just for, I guess, context. But I did watch this song on repeat on YouTube when I was, like, 13. And I think that I should have realized that it was awakening something in me earlier than I did. But,
see, I didn't even think about that part of awakening. Like, I didn't even think of that definition of awakening, and now I kind of feel like an idiot because I didn't do, like, sexual awakening.
See, but that's, like, not all of what I did, but I would say half of what I did.
Oh,
was,
great.
Because I've been thinking about it a lot, yeah, as of late.
Mine are all, like, interesting and profound, not like sexuality. Not everything has to be about sexuality. You can't stop shoving it down my throat.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does have to be about that. And that's okay.
Not me saying that after immediately talking about this movie, from this song from this movie, which is also a gay movie, by the way. I don't know if I said that. It's a gay movie.
It's a very gay movie.
And I guess that was also, like, it was an awakening of, like, finally seen my story being told on the on screen, I guess. So maybe in a way.
In a way. I mean,
see how I just like.
You tied it back in.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Just wanted to.
Just wanted to point it out.
Yeah.
Just wanted to point it out. But I don't know. I like how we like had different interpretations of it.
Yeah.
I think it's very fun.
And I think it's very interesting to like pick apart and like talk about it. Yes. Oh my god. Wow. Anyway, shall we listen to literally one of the best songs of all time?
Yes.
Black Sheep by Metric featuring Brie Larson. Coming at you right now.
Pussy. baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree. Joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. And I get more than my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, I'm just human. Don't you know I have faults like anyone? Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing that I've done. 'Cause I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood. I try so hard, so please don't let me be.
Sorry, I zoned out. That was Nina Simone's Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. That was one of your songs. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes. So I heard the song first when I watched the remake of A League of Their Own, the show that just came out on Prime, which is fantastic if you have not seen it. But this song for me kind of awakened a part of myself that I think I've been reckoning with. That, I guess, like, drive to just, like, always be accommodating and, I guess, I don't want to say conform because that's annoying, but, like, the part of myself that I wish I, like, could just express to people and, like, my personality and not, like, try to change that in order for people to understand what I'm saying or how I am behaving.
Yeah.
So, that was a little more serious.
Yeah, more understandable. Serious. Well, this next song that's coming, it's a little more lighthearted. can you see it on the monitor? Mm. It's the next song is A Girlfriend by Luna.
Luna.
Odd Eye Circle. Let me tell you. Luna, those are my ride or dies, first of all. I'm sorry to say it. Actually, I'm not sorry. Like,
I
love those girls a lot. And that, this song, but also specifically this album, but also specifically this artist, Luna in general, awakened me not only to, like, K-pop and, like, that genre as a whole, but also kind of introduced me to, like, because this song came out in, like, what, 2018, I think. Mm-hmm. And up until, like, this point, I hadn't really considered... 2017. Up until this point, I hadn't considered pop, like, a serious... Like, I wasn't taking it as seriously as I should have been. And then I heard this song. and I was like, this song, like, this song goes too hard for me not to, like,
acknowledge it.
Like, for me to sit here and say that, like, oh, I don't really listen to, like, mainstream pop, because it's like basically me being a pretentious middle schooler, high schooler. Mm-hmm. And then hearing this, my worldview was shattered completely, because I can't be like, this song isn't good because it's pop. This song is good, and it is a pop song, and it is also a K-pop song. So, yeah. Anyway, this is the song that got me all into it. So, let's hear. It's funny because the song right after this is "I Want Wind to Blow" by The Microphones, which is such a 180.
It is a shift.
Some shit's about to get real weird. Okay, let's hear this combo, and then we'll do the PSA. Lovely. All right.
Thank you.
making shutters just shut up. There's no black or white, no change in the light, no night, no golden sun. The sound of cars, the smell of bars, the awful feeling of electric heat and a fluorescent light. There's sacrifice, there's hard feelings, there's pointless waste.
That was I Want Wind to Blow by the Microphones.
Following
Girlfriend by Luna.
You can't
get any more college radio than that.
Yeah.
Would you like to explain your reasoning behind putting that song on this
Yeah. So I always listen to this song when I'm feeling a lot of emotions. I think it awakens the part of my brain that, like, tries to deal with it, I think. Mm-hmm. Metaphorically speaking, I guess. I don't know.
It is a very visceral sounding song.
Also, like, the end, and it's just instrumental, I feel like, really. It like, kind of just scratches something in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it for that. So.
Yeah. All right, so it's time to do the PSA.
PSA time.
This one is about, since our theme is awakening, I'm going to read one about blackouts, emergency preparedness, because I think something about sleep and waking up. Yeah. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? Yeah. How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? That's a really good question.
Too real.
Yeah.
Actually,
do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? Actually, I do have curry in the fridge that I could make last for at least 3 days. How about a week? Here, second paragraph.
I feel like I'm gonna read this and just get scared as I continue to read. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy, none of which I have at my home. Actually, wait, no, I
do. Oops.
Oh, I was gonna say, it says candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And I was gonna say, I have candles, but
Not anymore. Oh, yeah. I have like a nubbin of one that I still need to finish.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
That's it.
And that's it.
Okay, slay.
The next next PSA is numbers to think about: prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths. And I think that's very funny.
That is very funny, because we know that the answer to how many medical marijuana deaths there have been.
Zero.
Like, at least, yeah, probably. Maybe one or two. Anyway. Let's not talk about that.
No.
Let's move on to Stephen Sondheim being alive. And I know you're laughing.
Kicking.
What?
And kicking.
And kicking. Oh, you're awful for that. Get out. You gotta leave. Get out. But yeah, I put this song on. I think that's important to distinguish. I actually say laugh all you want. I never really had a Broadway phase, thankfully. But after Stephen Sondheim died, I was like, I want to check out some of this guy's stuff, because he actually seems like everyone is like talking about him now, and I feel like it would be a disservice for me not to be as into music as I am and not at least try to listen to his stuff. So I watched Sunday in the Park with George and what was the other one that he's known for? Into the Woods, like the original Broadway cast. Mama, it's so good. I was like, this is like, he knows how to make a song. Like, it's like very complex. His songwriting is very complex and interesting to listen to. He does a lot of very interesting stuff with pianos. Like, yeah. Have you listened to any of his like stuff?
I haven't fully, but I did watch a YouTube video. About, I think, Sweeney Todd, and he used, like, the, I forget what it's called, but it's that one, like, aria that it's, like, very, like, dark and, like
from an opera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. I'm gonna look it up. But, basically, he uses that at the beginning to foreshadow all the death that inevitably happens.
Oh, wow.
And it's this, like, I guess musical, like, motif that like continues throughout the entire thing, and I just thought that was really cool. So
yeah,
very, very talented.
So the song Being Alive, I actually have not watched Company, any iteration of it, not even the revival that I've been seeing a lot of talk about on TikTok for whatever reason. Apparently my For You page believes in its ability to keep pushing the Funny Girl revival as well as the Company revival onto me.
and it believes in my soul that I will be interested in these things, and I'm just not. I'm just interested in the drama of Patti LuPone making eye contact with the camera and the Beanie Feldstein, Lea Michele scandal.
Of course.
But this song, Being Alive, is, I heard this song and it like kind of made me like low-key cry. Cause it's like, wow. Yeah, it's such a very like profound lyrics in a song. And I don't know, it just kind of like, in terms of like awakening, just kind of like was like, this song is like why I do it, you know? Like this literally just sums up like life and why I put myself through the things that I do. And it made me feel very seen and like okay with where I was and knowing that like eventually what I want will come, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Let's not waste any more time because we have a couple more songs left and not a lot of time to play them. So without further ado, this is Being Alive by Stephen Sondheim.
What do you get? Someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair to ruin your sleep.
That's true, but there's more than that.
Is that all you think there is to it?
You've got so many reasons for not being with someone, but Robert, you haven't one good reason for being alone.
Come on, you're onto something, Bobby. You're onto something.
Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short, to put you through hell.
You see what you look for, you know.
You're not a kid anymore, Robbie. I don't think you'll ever be a kid again, kiddo.
Hey, buddy, don't be afraid that it won't be perfect. The only thing to be afraid of, really, is that it won't be.
Don't stop now. Keep going.
Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
And what does all that mean?
Robert, how do you know so much about it when you've never been there? It's much better living it than looking at it, Robert.
Add him up, Bobby, add him up.
Someone to crown you with love. Someone to force you to care. Someone to make you come through. Will always be there, as frightened as you of being alive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Blow out the candles, Robert, and make a wish. Want something. Want something.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. Lock me with prayer. My day.
Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Pouring rain. Pouring rain now. I'm afraid I might forget. What if the good memories start to fade out? Things change, yeah. But like the flashes of home now and then in my head. You remember my Civic, dark green, with 10 seats, and yeah, no AC, yeah. It was sweet to me. I had a wide-angle smile and a mouth full of gold, candy eyes, candlelights burning bright down the road through Carolina. I can't fix my head. What if I can't fix my head now? I won't forget us with the wide angle smile and a mouth full of gold, candy eyes, candlelights burning bright down the road through Carolina. Warm and Carolina. I had a wide angle smile and a mouth full of gold, candy eyes, candlelights burning bright down the road, Carolina. Warm and Carolina. Found a photograph all faded and bunched. I had a camel hat leaning on a red truck, on Nico's red truck. He moved to Baltimore City, then he moved to Philly. We don't speak much, the lashes been so busy. I can't keep up, the years been by so quickly. I can't keep up. I rode my bike to the YMCA. Got my first paycheck from working the daycare. It got wet, cause it rained on the way back. But I love the smell, so I just inhaled. I stopped in the field for a minute when night fell. The big moon burned and the rim of the bike wheel was white from reflecting. I don't wanna forget the way it felt. One summer, hot, snow, wet. I had a wide angle smile in these pictures that you took. It's strange, I forget that's how I looked. It's strange how much can change in just a short time. It's strange, I'm getting older, I'm afraid. I found a photograph all faded and bunched. I had a camo hat leaning on a red truck, on a friend's red truck.
That was Nico's Red Truck by Dijon. Yes. That was one of your songs.
Yes, it was.
Care to talk about it?
Of course. So this was, I think, an awakening in terms of, like, liking my hometown and feeling nostalgic from where I was from. Because I listened to this song and Dijon, like, a lot in high school. Mm-hmm. And, like, around, like, you know, junior, senior year of high school, I was listening to this song a lot and just feeling really sad about, like, the prospect of, like, leaving my home and mm-hmm. all of that, even though I had a lot of gripes with, you know, my school and just, like, being from Florida. I think it was, like, the first time I acknowledged and, like, felt really sad about leaving.
Yeah. A very bittersweet kind of nostalgia kind of thing. This next song that is coming up, just to keep things, like, moving along, is also from, like, my high school days. This is a song called Baby by J-Som. This is my most listened to song ever.
Oh, wow.
And this is also one of my most listened to artists ever, J-Som. I would literally, like, just... This is such a summer song. This sounds like a summer song to me. This sounds like driving, like, on, like, the roads past my high school, like, with the windows down on, like, a summer day. It's just such a nice song. It's breezy. It's beautiful. Cover girl. Yeah. So, I guess we should find out why I like it so much and hit play. Yeah. This song, I guess, like, awakened. This song, I think, has, like, a sleeper agent in it to get me to, like this song so much. Mm. I don't know.
But it's real.
Real. Anyway.
Real.
Baby by J-Som, spelled B-A-Y-B-E-E. Important distinction. All right, goodbye.
I know we'll sing for sure.
All right, that was Human Behavior by Bjork. Another one of my songs, actually.